Indianola State qualifying throwers who are?
Abby Kluber, Ava Tickey,
Kendall McDaniel.
All right, well, we'll start on this side. Going into qualifying, how did you feel about your placing? And then once you saw your name headed to state, how'd you feel?
Really good. It's been a long season, but we've always gotten better, and it's been good.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked, really hard this season to try and get to where I am right now, and I got fourth at our state qualifying meet. I wasn't sure. And then once I saw myself again, I was really happy with myself, and my coaches were too. So I'm really happy for my coaches this season too.
We've worked really hard this season. So I was just really excited, and I wasn't really knowing what to expect going into the state qualifying meet. But I ended up getting first, and I'm just super thankful for my coaches and how they've trained us this season, and I'm really excited for the state meet.
Well, it was a very competitive qualifying meet, really around a tough go for everybody. How did you feel knowing that you were going up against kind of a preview of the state meet already?
I was definitely nervous. There was a lot of nerves, especially as a freshman, and I didn't really know what to expect. We've, competed against those girls before, but, it's different every single meet. So we were just going in with confidence and, just believing in ourselves and just chucking it like our coaches say. So
I definitely think it was more so we see these girls at every meet we throw at, but obviously this is an important meet, so you just kind of have to flush away all the other meets and focus on this one. But it was kind of hard to have the mindset that even the girls that are ranked above you, that all you have to do is, throw far and hope for the best.
Personally, I just had to make sure I didn't get nervous and not be in my head, because my first throw, I did not throw very well, and I just had to let it go, and then my next throw, I PR'd, so felt pretty good.
Perfect. Well, Coach and I have talked a lot during the season, and she talked about just the importance of having fun while also working hard. Have you had some fun? Do you like the team environment this year?
For sure. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I definitely love this team, and I love all the coaches, and I think we all work together really hard, and it's a really good team.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Our coaches make everything 100% more fun, and especially when we have, high expectations for ourselves, and, our team is pretty close with each other, so it just makes it a lot more fun.
All right, individual goals, and then what do you want to see the team accomplish over the next couple days?
My individual goal is, first, I want to get a good throw out there and, try and place, make the finals. And, I don't really know what to expect. There's lots of good throwers in 4A, so I'm just kind of going in with an open mind, but just hoping to, get in the finals and place. For my team, I'm excited to go watch them. I'm an alternate for the 4x1 and the D-Med, so I'm really excited to watch them as well and cheer them on. But, we just have to have confidence in ourselves and, believe that we can, so.
My personal goal is to throw one far out there and make finals and place. And as a team, I think every one of these athletes are capable, and I just hope everyone runs their best and place.
For my goal personally is to win the state title for shot put, because I'm currently in second, and I know under pressure I throw better. And for my team, the team goal is for everyone to run well, get some PRs, do good.